Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, COVID has messed up an awful lot of things. And I was really seriously wondering if the Oktoberfest, which should be happening now, is even happening this year.
The answer would be no.
How about that? Wow.
First time since World War II, and then barring that, I think for like a couple of hundred years. I mean, this is a big damn deal, that Oktoberfest. Ain't happening. So if you were ever in doubt that this COVID thing is for real, that to me has made it extremely real.
Well, there must be a way to compensate ourselves and console ourselves. Tell me at least that the beer is available.
The Oktoberfest beers are indeed out. So the style of beer that is typically associated with Oktoberfest or Festbier is a beer style called Märzen, M-A-R-Z-E-N. They tend to be amber lagers in the 5 to 6% ABV range, multi-focused, not a ton of hop character. And as I like to say, think of the food. Grilled sausages, rotisserie chicken, cheese, you know, rye bread, mustard, and these malty amber style lagers really, I think, cut the mustard. Ha ha, pun intended. So I tried five. These are all going to sell for between $10 and $12 a six pack. And so I'll just jump right in. First one I tried was from Sierra Nevada, our friends on the west coast of California. And this was kind of a classic. It was probably, of the three American ones that I tried, the lightest of the bunch and had a little more quote-unquote hop character in both the aroma and the finish. But you're again going to find a nice sort of amber color with a nice malty flavor and very rounded and just, you know, incredibly quaffable. So that's a good place to start. Our friends in Pennsylvania, Victory, have produced a Fest beer for years. And again, these are all going to be kind of cut from the same cloth. Deep amber, very forward malty nose with a clean, smooth finish. It's a little on the dry side, which is kind of interesting and nice because a lot of Märzen beers tend to be a little on the sweeter side. So it's a really pleasant beer and something that's sort of fun to have. At Heavy Seas, we produced a beer called Dat Booty Doe, which was actually a collaboration with a local radio station. Similar in color to the Victory, that nice deep amber, malty and smooth. This is going to have a little more sweetness in the overall malt character in the finish, so it does really well with spicy stuff. From Germany, from Weinstephaner, we did their Fest beer. This was really beautiful, deep gold, crisp, clean, a little less malty than some I've had with a little more hop note in the finish. But again, just a classic example of the style. And then a slight variation on a theme from a producer called Erdinger, their Oktoberfest. This is actually a partial wheat beer, although it doesn't have that clovey, spicy thing that you get with a lot of Bavarian-style wheat beers. Slightly cali. It's the lightest of the bunch overall, which makes sense considering it's a wheat beer. But again, put it in the food context. If you get your grilled sausages going and some good cheese and some good zingy mustard, I think you're in the driver's seat.
Now, Hugh, how long will these be available?
They're probably only going to be around for about another 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, we better jump all over them then. They sound great.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.